In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
This is mine. Have you ever heard these words? Have you? This is mine. Have you ever said these words? I did too. Sometimes, you know, we think that we have something and we don't want to share it with anybody else. And we saw a man like this in today's gospel. Somebody whose land produced a lot of goods. And all of a sudden, he became a lot richer. And instead of thinking about sharing everything that God gave to him, what did he do? Not quite.
He wanted to hide it from everybody else.
He thought to himself, I'm going to build some bigger barns, and I'm going to tell myself, from now on, I'll eat, drink, and be merry. But what did Jesus say that God would tell such a person? Oh, you have a very good plan. Go ahead, do it. Is that what Jesus said that God would say to such a man? But what?
He said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
That's what he said in the very end of the gospel. But before that, what did Jesus say that God would tell such a person who wants to keep everything for himself?
That I don't share it to the poor people.
Not quite so. Jesus said something else in today's gospel. Fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided? Jesus said that God would tell such a person that he is a fool. It is foolish to try to keep everything for ourselves, because if we try to keep everything for ourselves, we will lose our soul. It's greedy, yes. This is what greed is, to try to keep everything for ourselves. Now, Jesus also said that, you know, somebody who does something like this just dies. What do you think that Jesus said something like that? If we keep everything for ourselves, are we going to be happy?
No.
Why not? What happens if we try to keep everything for ourselves?
We feel bad.
You know, in the beginning, I don't think we feel very bad if we keep it for ourselves. If you have a toy, let's say, you know, if you have a toy, and somebody else says, you know, could I play with your toy, you know, for a couple of minutes? No, it's mine. And you keep on playing with that toy. Do you feel bad?
No.
No, not really. You keep on playing and you have fun. But then what happens?
The person gets mad and they go and tell, and then you get in trouble.
That might, yeah. But, you know, even if they don't go and tell somebody else about you being so selfish, what happens? Louder. You won't have friends. How do you feel when somebody else doesn't want to share something with you? Do you want to be around that person? If one of your so-called friends tells you a few times a day, no, this is mine, I don't want to share it with you. Do you want to play with such a kid?
No.
You're going to leave him or her alone. Okay, keep your stuff, play with your toys, I'll go find somebody else who knows to share. Because we are called to be like Christ and like God. Christ is God. And we are called, and God is
the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit, who share everything. And that's why They are so joyful all the time. Do you want to be joyful?
Yes.
Then, if we want to be joyful, if we want to have friends, we have to learn to share. Because it is a lot more important to have friends than to have stuff. What do you think? Is it more important to have meaningful, loving relationships, to have friends, than to have stuff? Friends. Very good. That's what I would highly recommend to you today. To share so that you could have life and you could be surrounded by people who give life to you and who love you. What else?
Then you have to be your best for everybody. Like if they get hurt, you should help them.
That's another way of sharing. If somebody gets hurt, you could say, oh, you know, I feel like I want to have a nap now. I don't care about you even if you hurt. Is that sharing?
No.
We are called also to share our time with the people around us. Everything that we think we have.
How's it sharing if you're just helping them up?
That's also sharing, you know, by help, because by helping them up, you could do something else during that time. You could do something for yourself, yeah? You could play. you could have a nap, you could watch a movie, you could do something that makes you feel good. Okay? Is that sharing?
No.
They're just looking at you and what you want, not looking at the other one than his or her needs. So by helping somebody else, we share our life, we share ourselves, we share our time with that person.
I wanted to say share your time.
Very good. I want to be shorter today because we have a general assembly of the whole parish today, and I want to save time for that. After the Holy Liturgy, we'll have a general assembly. Okay? So I want you to keep this for today, to keep this in mind, to share.
And do your best.
Exactly, and do your best when you share. Don't do it sloppy, you know, like, oh, I don't really want to do it, but I do it because Father said so. Not like that, but with love, to share with love. Okay, let's play together with my toy. Let's have fun together. The more the merrier, no? Okay, God bless you. Christ is among us. God faithful, for the last couple of Sundays, we talked about communion and God's preparation for communion, our preparation for communion. In fact, for the last three Sundays, we spoke about this. And I told you that by partaking of Christ's body and blood, we become one with Him and we become one with God. But not only that, by partaking Christ's body and blood, according to St. Paul, we don't become only one with God, but we become one among us. He says in the first letter to Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 16 and 17, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. By partaking Christ's body and blood, we become one among us. Unfortunately, in today's gospel, we saw in today's gospel an example of a man who unfortunately didn't know to offer himself to the world around him and to become one with the people around him. So he thought only of himself and how he could satisfy his pleasures and desires. This is what we call individualism or selfishness. Something that our society is really struggling with. Something that all of us struggle with because we have this tendency to protect ourselves, to look after ourselves. It is an instinct in us. It is an instinct placed in us by God, because we are called to protect ourselves. But we are more than that. We are not only, we don't have only a body and a soul like the rest of the animals. We also have a spirit. And in our spirit, we know that we are called to become one with God and with the people around us. We are called to overcome this instinct of preservation and to offer ourselves to God and to the people around us and to become one with them. As I said, you know, this sickness affects all of us, and we are called to be healed of it and to experience the fullness of life. And especially now during Nativity Lent, we are called to work together with God to be healed of this sickness of selfishness. Because at the end of Nativity Lent, God Himself emptied Himself of everything that He had, and He became one with us. He left everything behind, and He became one with us. If we want to become like Him, we are called to empty ourselves of our own selves and to become one with the people around us and with God. Let us try, beloved faithful, to love one another. Let us try to transpose ourselves into the people around us and not to look only at our wishes and desires, but to look also at the needs of the world around us. If we want to be like the Holy Trinity, if we want to have life and the fullness of life, this is a must. So many families are struggling because the husbands don't know to sacrifice themselves, to forget about their wishes and desires, and to offer themselves to their wives and their children. So many families are struggling because the mothers don't know to sacrifice themselves and to tell themselves, I won't go out with my friends tonight. I'll spend quality time with my children. So many companies are struggling because the employer doesn't care about the needs of the employees. He only wants to milk them as much as he can and to get everything of them because he wants to get rich. And when somebody gets burnt out, no problem, I'll find somebody else to replace you. So many companies are struggling because the employees don't care about the well-being of the company. They just care about the paycheck. And they work paycheck to paycheck. And do you think that somebody like that is happy? Of course not. Because we close within us. We do not connect with the world around us. And we don't have life within us. We receive life from God and from the world around us. The whole universe is like a huge network of loving relationships. The more we connect, the more life we have. The less we connect, the less we close up, the more we die. Churches are struggling because people don't know to work together. Because people have their own ideas and they try to impose them no matter what. Or, you know, people, you know, come up with their own projects and they want to do it. This is, you know, what I want to do. Together, we stand. Alone, we fall. This morning, riding to church, I saw a government car. It had a sticker on the door, you know. And at the traffic light, I stopped and I looked, you know, on that sticker of this government car. Together we stand, alone we fall. How true that is. Only together we can be like God. Only together we have the life and the fullness of life. Because, as St. Paul says in today's epistle reading, There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And branded always guarded by your power, we may give you glory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.